Remember, folks, under a flash flood watch until 4 o'clock this afternoon slash evening. That's a weird time. Is it afternoon? Is it evening? We'll just call it pre-evening. How's that? Sound good to you?
Did you make that up?
No, I've had that in my back pocket for quite some time. Some of these storms that roll through today in this weather could be severe. Looking at the radar right now, and the green is pretty much just clouds and rain. Once it gets into the orangish and yellowish color, then you run for the hills.
Run,
everybody. No, it's not going to be that bad. But be safe out there if you're on your morning commute. Hey, if you missed us in the 6 o'clock hour, you can go back and check it out. Podcast section, WTUZ.com. But we revealed the winner for our Big Z Sports Big Bracket Challenge presented by Weaver Appliance. That was Show Me Z Money. Best bracket name out there, in my opinion. And he did have the best bracket when it was all said and done. He or she, Show Me Z Money. $500 to Weaver Appliance, all yours. Brent Reniker came in second place. Family 4-pack to Midvale Speedway for you, Brent, on their opening night, too. And if you can't go that night, we'll rearrange another night for you. Also, gift card to Walnut Creek Cheese. But those are the two winners for our Big Z Sports Big Bracket Challenge. Huge, huge shout-out to Weaver Appliance, TMK Valley Propane, and Pace Landscape Supply for hopping on board, helping us out, and have a little fun. Within March and towards, of course, the end of March into April. Last night, that national championship game. Michigan, they fell. Of course, Buckeyes fans probably were rooting for that outcome. Woo-hoo! Last night. We know Michelle was amongst them right there. Michigan, they made it a game, really, in that first half. And then in the second half, Nova, they pulled away. And they were just proved to be too much for them.
Anytime you can see Michigan lose, it's a...
We're all for that.
Good day in my book.
We're all for that. I think it's been over, I know it's well over 2,000 days since their football team beat Ohio State's football team. So, but hey, you guys were in the national championship. National runners up. So nothing right there to be ashamed of. Nothing whatsoever.
Right.
Hey, by the way, Show Me Some Money. I need to know who you are. I don't even know your real name. I just know your bracket name. I'm sure you'll get a hold of me. Also, Brent Reniker, I know who you are because that's your real name right there. Brent was our second place winner. Get in touch with us, Brent. If you folks want to call us this morning, I'll put you on. Let you bask in your bracket glory, so to speak. And yeah, we'll talk to our winners, hopefully, if they get a hold of us. Hey, also, other things sports for you real quick.
Sports.
Later on today, Big Z Sports Team, myself and Joe. Chris won't be here, but our podcast will be up. Talk about the game last night, other things going on in the wide world of sports, but also we'll reveal our mock drafts for the NFL. I'm sure your husband's a huge...
Already?
Huge football fan. It's mock draft. Well, the draft's in a few weeks,
right,
Michelle.
Well, yeah, I didn't know if you guys were on that already.
Oh, we're on it, girl. We're
Got
Big
it.
Z Sports is on it all the
on
time.
It.
Our mock drafts are out today. The link is up on Facebook and Twitter. If you don't follow Big Z Sports on social media, you should. It's WTUZ Big Z Sports. And then at @Big_Z Sports there on Twitter. You can check out our mocks. We'll talk about that later, too, within our podcast brought to you by Action Extreme Sports.
Are you a Browns fan?
I am a Browns fan, begrudgingly, Michelle. This year was rough. It was like five seasons wrapped into one.
Right.
So, yeah. Things are on the up and up, though. Listen, you go...
Don't they say that every year?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
But
just making sure.
Just look at it like this. You're 0-16. How much worse can it possibly get?
I mean, that is true. They could go to Baltimore again.
Can it get in it, Michelle?
I'm just saying.
It's a touchy subject right there, Michelle.
It could get worse. It could get worse.
It's one way to get booze here, Michelle.
I don't want them to go anywhere, but
no.
I'm just saying it could get worse.
Neither do I, nor does anybody else
right.
want to see them go anywhere. But no, honestly, can it get any worse? You're already 0-16. What are you going to do? If you win one game in 2018, it's an improvement.
Right.
So, I mean, we can't get much worse. Although I say that and watch them at a game, and then one year we go 0-17. So that'd be awesome. That'd just be great. Hey, this is a weird situation here. The news was following it overnight and everything. That 13-year-old boy who was rescued yesterday after falling into that river of sewage in Los Angeles. He got swept away in everybody's waste there in Southern California. Spent 12 hours in this toxic, maze-like underground sewer system. The authorities had to place cameras on flotation devices down there and find out where the kid was hiding out at. Here's what happened. He was playing with some other children on some planks, which was over some portal to the sewer system. It was at a family outing on Sunday. Hey, what a great place to have a family outing. Right next to a water treatment plant.
Right.
And we'll go to that park right there by the water treatment facility. It's always fresh air over there. No, but apparently one of those planks broke. He fell in about 25 feet, too. Landed in that sewage that was flowing at like 15 miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh. It's so gross.
Was stranded for 12 hours down in there, but luckily they found him.
I don't think there's enough Purell in the world.
No. Now, of course, when they got him, when they rescued him, they had to hose him. Somebody hose this kid down, please. Hose this child down. Immediate medical attention is what he needed. Once they pulled him out, he asked to use somebody's cell phone so he could call his parents. Nobody gave him his cell phone. They said, no, you're not using my phone. You were just swimming in raw sewage. I'm just kidding.
Well, he would need to call his parents.
I'm kidding. Somebody gave up their phone.
Well, that was nice.
And they let him call his parents. Good. But I'm not the one giving up my phone to that child.
No, me neither.
Get them dirty handprints all over my phone.
So gross.
There's not enough Lysol wipes in the U.S. of A. to clean that phone after he would have put his hands on it. But no, it was a crazy story. Reminds me of that story from the 80s, that girl who fell in the well in Midland, Texas, baby Jessica.
I don't know that story.
Are
we the same age? How do you know this story?
Just because, listen, I have a lot of useless information.
Knowledge.
Up
okay.
there. And mine like a steel trap. What were we just talking about again? No, I'm kidding.
I don't remember anything before 1991.
Wow.
I mean, do you remember anything when you were like 4 years old?
I remember the day I was born.
Oh, okay.
Still hold a grudge against the doctor that smacked me right when I was born. Obviously, I'm kidding. Don't have any recollection of that day. 99.9 WTUZ, Eric McElroy in the morning, now joined by the Dow, who came in second place overall. So that deserves one of these. You deserve a big round of applause today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm pretty excited about it.
She goes by the name of Babbling Brook. Also, her bracket goes by the name of Babbling Brook.
That's right.
And overall, second place.
Yes.
Now, that means Brent Reneker, which is our second place winner, was overall third place.
Okay.
Which means Brent got beat out by a girl, which, Brent, I mean, hey, it's okay. If you're going to get beat by a girl, it's got to be Babbling Brook.
Yeah,
It's one way to go out.
Yeah.
But Brooke, great job, by the way.
Do you have the scores? The tallies?
Well, the first place winner had 1,310 points.
Okay.
Show me the money. Whose name is who again?
Corey. Corey Abel. Yeah.
Corey, get a hold of me, man. I know you talked to Brooke.
Yeah.
Or somebody out there.
Who's me?
Was it you?
Mm-hmm.
Then Brooke, you were second. 1,220 points.
So it wasn't that far off.
No. Okay. You beat Brent Reneker by 10 points.
Ooh, that was really close.
Basically by one game.
Yeah. Okay.
So, there you go. Good job, Brooke.
Thanks.
By the way, who helped you fill out your bracket on the last day, like 10 minutes before all the games started?
You did. But Kyle.
Wait, who again?
You.
Okay.
You made me fill it out. Yeah. So thank you for that, because
no
then
problem.
I would never have won.
Who's Kyle, by the way? I'm just kidding.
He picked Villanova for me.
Sure.
As well as other ones.
Uh-huh.
So.
Uh-huh.
Because I had no clue.
Well, good job to both of you.
Thanks.
Let him know the good news.
Oh, he knows.
Oh, okay.
We were looking it up the other day. I'm like, yeah, I think I'm going to win. So, yay.
Second place overall.
Yay, me.
First amongst the staff.
Yeah.
A girl won last year, Michaela.
Yes.
And then you this year.
Right. She may have won a better prize, though. But that's okay.
Because as of right now, you've won nothing.
No hard feelings.
Not bitter or anything.
No.
Not bitter whatsoever. All right. Z News, whenever you're
yes.
ready.
All right. Today in history, in 1860, the first Pony Express mail traveling by horse and rider relay teams simultaneously leaves St. Joseph, Missouri and Sacramento, California.
You're going back a ways there at the Pony Express.
Yeah, yeah. In 1882, Jesse James was shot to death in also St. Joseph, Missouri.
No way.
Yeah, by Robert Ford, which he was a member of his gang.
Happened on the same day in the same town, those two events.
Yes.
All right.
In 1968, Martin Luther King Jr. delivered what turned out to be his final speech.
Hmm.
And then in 1996, MC Hammer filed for bankruptcy.
Is tomorrow the day he was
shot?
I think tomorrow is, isn't it?
Maybe. Maybe. I'm not real sure on that, but guess we'll find out tomorrow, huh?
Yeah.
When I do a CNN history.
I'm just going to Google it now, but go ahead.
Okay. Holidays for today. Don't go to work unless it's fun day.
It's fun here every day.
It is fun.
Come on now.
Yeah, I'll come to work. It's World Party Day.
It is tomorrow, by the way.
Ooh, we should have a party today.
For World Party Day?
Yeah.
I thought you meant for tomorrow for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King.
No.
Brooke, I don't know how you get down.
It's American Circus Day. And Find a Rainbow Day, which I don't believe we'll find one today. Unless we have some sun.
It's going to be too cloudy, yeah.
But yeah, I don't think we'll have sun today. Country music on TV today, Cam. Should be on Good Morning America. On TV tonight, the Cavs take on the Raptors.
3-3-3-3-3-3-3.
Roseanne is also on at 8. The Voice is at 8. The Middle, 8:30. Blackish is on at 9. And your show, The Unsolved Murders of Tupac.
I'm hooked.
Notorious B.I.G. That's on at 10. Dwayne Johnson.
The Rock.
The Rock will be on Jimmy Kimmel Live this evening. Reese Witherspoon will be on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And Jordan Davis will be on The Late Night with Seth Meyers.
He's got that song Singles You Up, yeah. Jordan Davis, the newcomer.
He does. And then over the weekend, Maren Morris and Ryan Hurd turned to social media to share photos and videos from their honeymoon to Bora Bora.
So would be nice right about now.
Yes. They stayed in one of those overwater bungalows.
By the way, I saw some of these pictures on social media. Maren Morris in a bikini, by the way. Gets two of them.
Very surprised when she went pop.
And she has that one song out now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if she'll keep going.
It was for a Target commercial. Now you're here on the radio.
Yes, it's a good one.
Hey, speaking of marriages, Channing Tatum got divorced. You hear that?
I am shocked of that. Uh-huh. I am very shocked. They're so cute. They're a very cute couple. Close
to 9 years of marriage. They're done, Brooke. Dunzo.
That's sad. That is sad. I'm sad about that.
Well, like I mentioned earlier, all those nights he spent at that Magic Mike's.
Yeah.
she wasn't happy about it.
Well, she could have done the same thing.
I guess she could have.
Yeah.
Well, now they're both free to do what they want.
I guess so.
And so are you, Brooke. Get the heck out of here.
Okay.
That's Babbling Brooke, everybody. Until tomorrow on a hump day.